Heading into this week, the one-year anniversary of the 2023 floods, Richmond couple Amy and Dakin Chanel said that they were feeling prepared for the next flood. They had a sump pump. They had neighbors who watched out for one another.
And anytime the river starts to raise, we have our little community chat and, hey, heads up. The river's pretty high today. Now we know once it gets to this point in our yard, we should go. But until that point, we're okay.
And then it happened again. For the third time in a year, heavy rains poured down and the Winooski River jumped its banks. Wednesday night and into Thursday morning, brown waters inundated fields, roadways, some houses, and the Volunteers Green Park. Next to the park is Esplanade Street, where the Chanel family lives. But when Vermont Public's Elodie Reed checked in with the family on Thursday, she learned the Chanels and their neighbors got stuck.
We thought we were good. We were all trying to be positive about it. We were all communicating with each other about what we're seeing on the news. And, okay, good, we can sleep tight tonight. And it's like we can't let our guard down. So we're all just kind of waking up in a surprise. And it's under our back porch at this point. It's probably just a couple feet from touching the house. A neighbor just said one of the cottonwood trees in the park just came crashing down. So it's a bit of a mess. It's a bit of a mess.
How are you guys feeling in your house?
We personally feel fine. Like, I think it was just more of a disappointment factor in there where nobody came to let us know that it got this high.
No one knocked on doors or warned you guys. Has anyone been in touch since, like from the fire department or the town or anything?
Nope. I don't believe anybody's heard from the fire department, but one of the neighbors mentioned that there were some emergencies, rightfully so, throughout the town that they were responding to. But at the same time, I think this is kind of an emergency. It felt like even a phone call. If the past two times we had them check in on us, I guess what was different about this one? So a lot of people are very upset that that they're like, even the farmer was trying to leave and he couldn't. Like, we're all just kind of trapped here.
I'm so sorry, Amy.
This will go away. This will go away. It'll take a little bit of time. And yes, like, we're just kind of on our own little island over here now, I guess, Esplanade Island. But, you know, it's not just us. There's several people in our neighborhood, so we got each other's backs.
Can you just, like, tell me how you're feeling this morning?
It's just, I can't believe it. This is the third time it's happened in a year. This is supposed to be every 100 years is what we were told when we bought the house. So we thought we were fine. And three times in a year, there's something wrong. I'm hoping that insurances and FEMA will kind of look at everything again and be a little more considerate to people needing the help and possibly getting the help sooner.
What do you need, like, now, and like, what do you foresee needing in the next week?
We're right at the water treatment facility. Are we going to have a problem with contaminated water again? So I'm going to assume that's going to be a problem. And then, you know, the same situation, we're going to need help with our, just neighbors' basements, vacuuming water out, just cleaning it all up again. So I'm hoping the community will come together like they did last time and just kind of figure this out. Again, not everyone's first rodeo, so hopefully we have a good template going on for this. I mean, it's unfortunate that it has to come to that, but you know, it's becoming a habit at this point. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
Yeah, rinse and repeat.
That piece was produced by Vermont Public's Elodie Reed. By Thursday night, Amy Chanel said that the community had already started a volunteer sign-up sheet and that by Friday, the waters had receded and the park was no longer flooded.